Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shit, we're live again.
We're live.
Yes. I'm going to turn you off a bit, Dan. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's better. I like that.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, yeah.
We just sound great. We sound better every time we podcast.
We're getting there.
What are we... this is On The Fence podcast, by the way, with Alex and...
Direct Dan.
And today, Dan, what are we talking about?
We are talking about... relationship stuff and whatnot.
Relationship stuff. The hardest chat you could ever have, I reckon.
Well, especially if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, awkward.
Yeah. Do you know what's mad though? We obviously had the radio sort of interview chat that we had on Rinse, and it was kind of touched upon about not in this day and age, even if you're not in a relationship with anyone, you are often still talking to someone, texting someone who kind of feels like they have some sort of exclusive rights to you, at least.
Do you have that?
I do. Obviously, I text people. Do you know what I mean? Like I have someone that I'm speaking to.
Yeah, yeah.
And that person probably would feel some type of way if I was to then start speaking to someone else or get into a relationship with someone else. They wouldn't necessarily have a right to be angry, but understandably, they'll be emotionally affected.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you don't really think about is the fact that although you guys are like two people aren't together and they're just having a convo, they'll still be offended. Like, where do you draw that line to be like... now you can be offended.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's just dating in 2018, isn't it?
So yeah.
It's all long.
Dating's mad. Just in general, dating's mad, isn't it?
I love meeting new people, but I don't like that getting to know people's shit traits thing. You don't know if... that's the problem. You don't know if you will genuinely get on with that person, whether your relationship will progress in a positive way or whether the... best point of your relationship is at the moment that you met, and it only goes downhill from there.
That's
like,
true.
You don't know really until you actually get into it.
And like, how much time do you have to give before? I know everyone will be different, but one question I always have is, how much time do you have to see someone before it just automatically transitions into being your girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of having to be like, will you be my girlfriend? You know what I mean? Like, they do on Love Island, which is just gas, right? They're like, okay, I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend. It's shut up. How old are you, mate?
It's all still.
How old are you? Do you mind just flipping that lens, the back of that camera up? Give it. Okay, sick. Now I can see myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the Love Island vibe when they're like, oh, I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend today. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's so amazing. And it's just like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's cringy.
It is a little bit cringe TV. That whole, you're right. The whole... but do you know what's weird? Because I haven't been in like a proper relationship since early last year.
Yeah.
But it was a case of, we started spending so much time together. I never asked her to be my girlfriend, but we started spending so much time together that, and she was the only person I was speaking to. It's just kind of, we just were.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know how, there's no point at which we were both like, hey, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it just happened, and it's just like, progressively get tighter and tighter. But the difficulty in this day and age is you don't have enough time for that to progress, because while you're getting to know someone, someone else is trying to get to know you. and you're like, oh my God, okay, this person's attractive as well.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you're still allowed to entertain someone else because it's still so early in the other relation or seeing process. But in essence, it's easier to get to know one person at a time, but when they turn out trash, you feel like you've invested your time in the wrong place.
Yeah, yeah. Would you say over the last 5 years, you've been more single than in a relationship? More times that you've been
single? Oh, yeah, defo. Like, I was in a three-year relationship from 18 to 21, and that was my longest relationship. And since then, I haven't been in a relationship longer than, like, 4.5 months.
Okay.
I think.
So you've been single more, whereas I'm the opposite,
I've been
in a relationship since the first day of uni. Well, actually, not the first day. It took me a while to get my uni girlfriend, but I had the girlfriend all through uni for like 6 years. Mm. Then I had like 2 months of being single. Then I met Millie, and it's been 2 years since then.
Oh, wow.
So it's been mad.
Yeah.
So I haven't. So we've got two like world contrasting
opinions.
Yeah,
literally opposing.
Yeah.
Opposing views.
So we thought we'd like knock our heads together and with the help of you guys through some Instagram questions to like go through relationships, what's good about them, what's not good about them, how we feel. We've even got Millie, my girlfriend, calling in to tell us what she thinks about our relationship. So that's going to be...
That's going to be a gem for you lot to hear.
It's going to be interesting for a start. Hopefully she's nice, who knows? But so I thought...
Imagine she calls out to break up with you, that'd be jokes.
Don't
even. On your podcast, that'd be so
I'm
going
to ring... His podcast, to break up with him. But it doesn't even make sense because I just wouldn't put it out.
Yeah, you just would edit that.
Just edit that bit out. Yeah. Flip it around, ring her later on in the podcast. Be like, I'm dumping you. Flip it. So I thought we could start off with being single.
Mm.
How do you pick up girls? What's your first port of call to pick up a girl?
Do you know what? I'm quite... Direct, I feel.
Direct, Dan.
Yeah. So, depends on the setting. I feel like a lot of the time these days, the conversation's being started on Instagram or like a social media platform, whether it's Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
So, that's usually where the conversation starts. But to be honest with you, I've never really been one to DM girls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking so rarely. Since the birth of Instagram, I've DM'd probably under 20 girls.
Really?
I don't know how long.
Surely it's more now. Oh, as in you sliding into
Yeah,
there,
as yeah. in me approaching them first.
Yeah,
like, it just does not happen. I just do not do that.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Jeez.
Obviously, since the circle, it's been virtually impossible because there's too many. I don't get the time to do that. But in real life, I'm quite direct. If I find you attractive, I'll tell you first and foremost.
Even in the street, like US street, would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can do it subtly.
No way. 100%, that trust is me. Impossible.
And no, trust me. It's really, really easy.
Okay.
You just go up to someone and you say, "Hi, excuse me, you're really attractive. I was just wondering if you'd like to go for a drink or something like that." Something very standoffish, very subtle.
Sure.
And it's not, but it's very direct. So they know what your intentions are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they can easily say yes or no, or whatever they want to say.
Success rate, give me a percentage. I know you're a maths guy. Success rate of picking up chicks in the street.
It's not something I've done for a long time.
Okay.
But when I did it, it was the most high...
The
most
highest of, out of,
highest success
okay.
rate, yeah. Than Instagram, than anything else, because you wow. physically met the person, I feel.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, that person approached me nicely.
Yeah.
They're also relatively good looking.
Yeah.
And I think I would actually like to go and speak to them on another occasion. So it's very, I think that's quite high, but I don't do it very often, to be honest. Like, I just don't like disturbing people.
Sure.
So it's more likely that I would approach someone that I have some sort of a pre-established relationship with.
Okay.
It's very rare that I'll just see a sexy stranger and be like, oh, I need to speak to her.
Yeah.
But it's just, and the funniest thing is I'm quite conscious of being an intimidating character.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't not approach girls in public because I don't want to necessarily. It's because I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. So I just don't.
Yeah. Because if you rolled up on someone, like in London especially, and those that are listening that live in London will know, people in London don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like if you are like one of them flipping good-looking girls, I'm probably not the first, second or fourth guy that's even approached you today,
yeah,
let alone this week. So I just think, you know what? I'm not going to put another problem on your plate. I'll leave you to it. I'm sure you're going to have a lovely day. I just won't. I might give you the eyes at best.
Yeah.
But I'll let you get on with your day.
Okay, no dating apps, nothing like that.
I used to, my last girlfriend that I was with last year, I met her on Tinder.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
She moved in and everything. It wasn't, oh, yeah, it wasn't like a conscious move in kind of thing. It was just, we spent so much time together. If you remember when we went to golf the other day,
yeah,
I said that's where our like kind of first date was.
Yeah.
And we just ended up spending so much time together that she just kind of, and I obviously live on my, I lived on my own last year. I still live on my own now. It's just kind of like she was always at my house. So she started bringing more and more clothes every time she'd come and stay. And then in the end,
then you're just like, just, you're here now.
Yeah. She's just here. Like, so, but I met her originally on Tinder. But I, do you know the craziest thing is? I think I'm technically still on Tinder, but it doesn't work on my phones. But so I can't log in to delete it.
Yeah.
I can delete the app, but the profile's still there. But I can't log, for some reason, my phone's fucked when it comes to Tinder.
Yeah.
And I can't delete the profile. I can't log in to delete it. So
I've got a feeling that there's lots of people using your image on Tinder right now.
Oh, maybe.
Catfishy.
Yeah, but I'm not that good looking. Like, when it comes to catfishing, you usually catfish someone who's like buff, like proper pengers. And I'm not. And I think because the only thing that's changed recently now is that I'm more popular.
Lots of people will disagree with what you just said because your DMs are popping, mate.
Yeah, but my
DMs...
Maybe
it's just the clout of being on TV.
That's exactly what it is. Like, people, my DMs are popping from the perspective of people like, just grannies messaging me saying, oh my God, I love you. You're so loved. You're really nice. That's, I would say that's over 50% of the message
really,
I get.
50% grannies?
Like mums, like, do you know what I mean? Like older types say, and even like guys as well. Like that older type saying, look, really respect you.
That's
you came across really well. So although I say my DMs are going crazy, they are, but the majority of them are not girls my own age interested sexually. It's just, or interested in dating me or anything like that. I'd say a good 80% of the messages I get are from just well-wishers.
Yeah.
With some respect.
Okay, just being like... Yeah. Because I would have thought that coming out as single, like anyone I meet now, anyone that DMs always mentions my girlfriend because that was a part of the show.
Mm.
But for somebody to come out and be single, being in the public eye, I thought it'd just be like clean-up process, like wet floor and aisle three. get the clean-up team down here because we need some cleaning. It's going to be filthy.
Moist. I knew I'd get that reaction if I that said word. That word. But no, it's not. And I'm obviously, I came across maybe a little bit too respectfully.
Okay. Because I feel like people, someone like Scotty.
Yeah, maybe someone, exactly. Yeah. Someone like Scotty just be getting, I'm sure 80% of his or 90% of his messages are just nudes.
Titties. That's mad as well.
But mine's not like that.
We always talk about that, so we won't go into it too much. What do you reckon the success rate is of people that feel that they can send nudes to somebody and it like will win the girl over or win the boy over?
I mean,
I can't see it working.
No, because I don't think, like you said, I don't think there's any guy. Because I think we forget that men and women are very different in a lot of ways. Like men are very visually motivated.
Yeah.
Like visually. And women are also visually motivated, of course, but there has to, from my perspective, there has to be some sort of emotional attachment to the person prior to feeling. The reason I'm conscious of sending nudes, right, is the same reason I'm conscious of posting pictures of me topless.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a fitness model.
Okay.
I am in shape, but I'm not in phenomenal shape.
In your opinion? Like, compared to
in
the
reality,
average Joe, you're like a fitness guy.
Okay, well, that's like saying a Mercedes is a really nice car.
Yeah.
Okay, it's quite a nice car, but compared to a Ferrari or a Bugatti, not really very nice. It's not that, do you know what I mean?
There's
levels. Like, the most expensive Mercedes in the world is probably like, what, 150 bags?
Yeah.
Tops. Whereas you could, and a Bugatti is £1 million.
Yeah.
Like, there's no comparison. So from the perspective of where I live, in my head.
Yeah.
I'm in okay shape.
Yeah.
For me to start posting pictures of me topless, why would I do that? When there's many, many other fitness models on Instagram who look literally 20 times better than me. So if you're following me from the perspective of, oh, I want to see Dan topless.
Yeah.
you probably wouldn't follow me. You'd follow someone else who's in better shape, okay, who looks better. Yeah, do you see what I mean? Yeah, so that's my perspective. Which
like
is
that's
what,
their job.
Yeah, that's their job. You don't come to my profile to look at naked pictures of me.
Yeah. Because
why would you? Because I don't know.
Sorry, girls. That amazing. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry about that. You can't come to his profile and find pictures of him naked.
Yeah.
Not once has anyone.
So I'll post them because I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of the progress.
Yeah.
But I don't post them from the perspective of like, hey, look at me, I'm in sick shape. Like,
yeah,
like,
no, but you have to have a like transformation photo. That's the minimum of someone that's in shape. Come on.
I've posted them before. And the funniest thing is I posted them before I got popular. So people haven't scrolled down.
Okay.
But people don't care to scroll down because then when I look at them, the transformation pictures that are on the bottom of my Instagram, they're like, got like 100 likes and stuff.
Okay.
Whereas if I repost them now, it'd probably be like, a few thousand.
Yeah. Mate, that's mad. Okay, that's another whole topic in itself. Mm. But so single pros and cons. Give me the pros of being single.
The pros of being single is obviously you can do what you want, when you want to do
who
it.
Who you want.
With who you want to do it. With no repercussions.
Yeah, okay. So.
That's the biggest pro.
Biggest pro?
Yeah.
Con?
Con is loneliness.
But I feel that you live on your own.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of living on your own.
I am.
And I think that if anyone that was in a relationship with you could rub you up the wrong way. Like, I've seen you engaging in things and how you deal with things. You're very direct.
Yeah.
If anyone was to like make a mess in your house.
I've fallen out of people.
Yeah.
I've fallen out of people. Although I've not been in a relationship, I've seen it never got to boyfriend-girlfriend stage, but I've been in situations with one particular girl. And we spent a hell of a lot of time around each other and we know each other very well. But she just kind of knows me.
Okay.
So when I have my little outburst, because I think she was like grating cheese or something, or she was doing something like that, very simple. And she didn't, I think it was she was grating cheese onto something. And I said, I'll do it in the sink. And instead of doing it in the sink, she did it over the worktop and something went on the work surface. If you see the state of my flat now, it's absolutely atrocious. Like,
oh, really?
I had no right to be angry at her.
Okay.
I mean, the flat was tidy at the time, but she just knows sometimes I'm an arsehole.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
She just knows. So instead of like it becoming an argument, she's like, oh, Dan's just being. You know what I mean?
What side of the grater was she using? That's a good question.
I think she was using the small bit. So they would like.
She was using tiny holes.
Yeah,
No one uses tiny holes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
So how do you clean tiny holes?
It's just the only thing
rough enough to clean the grater with tiny holes is another grater.
Love that
Don't even get me started on the big holes.
So so she's a. Yeah, my situation's in relation to like. But I am human at the end of the day, and I spend a lot of time on my own in my own flat, and it does get lonely at times. But that the pros and cons of it is loneliness can be a bit crap, but spending time with someone who's really annoying is worse.
Yeah.
So I usually pick being on my own.
Yeah. Strong.
Yeah.
So we'll decide at the end where you prefer being single or in a relationship, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
We'll move on to relationships.
Well, pros and cons?
So everything about relationships, I guess. So you, from the point that you find yourself in a relationship, we'll take it through. You've made the transition into being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Step one is how do you divide your time? Mm. That's what I find so hard in a relationship is like, I just want to do loads of things. Like, I want to play games consoles. I want to go out to the cinema. I want to go on benders with my mates.
Yeah.
I want to also do stuff like this podcast stuff. It just adds up.
I've seen you more than Millie has in the last 24 hours. That's
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. I haven't seen her.
Yeah. I didn't expect you would have because I was with you yesterday morning, afternoon, technically evening, and now I'm back here again.
I didn't even see her yesterday. That's bad. Like, I see her probably... And it's quite low, like the amount we see each other. It's like two times during the week I stay at hers. She never comes here.
Yeah.
She hates this joint.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because her place is like overlooking
really
the whole
nice.
Of London. Like,
yeah.
It's her cozy little den. Whereas this is just like a lad's pad. There's about 1,000 pairs of Vans, a skateboard. My flatmate sits in the middle of the lounge and plays his games console for hours.
Yeah.
Millie's just like, well, this is a bit boring.
Oh,
but she wants to watch like Killing Eve and all these mad films. Actually... So she wants to call in. She can't call in any later than now because she's got work. So So we'll call her in and we'll ask her what she thinks about relationship. Oh, and then we'll
amazing.
We'll pull this apart. Let's do this.
Amazing.
I'll put it near the microphone. Oh, we're ringing. This is intense right now. This is really intense.
Hello.
Hey, Millie, you're live on the Fence podcast. This is Alex and Dan.
Please do not swear.
You're live right now.
No, I'm not.
I mean, the podcast isn't live, but you're live on it right now.
Okay.
We're ringing because we're doing a podcast on relationships today.
Okay.
And we thought it'd be interesting for you to give your two pence on what you really like about being in a relationship and what you dislike the most, because that's what we're doing.
Right, okay.
So do you want to start off with what's your favourite thing about being in a relationship? It doesn't have to be with me, it could just be
in
general.
Can I hear what you said first?
I haven't said anything yet. strategy.
I guess, favourite thing is that you have... it's like you have a teammate, don't you?
Yeah.
So if you're in a good relationship, it tends to be that it's your best friend. So that's obviously a positive thing. negative. Do you know what? And this is actually something that I learned from when you were away for like however long it was.
Ooh.
I actually really enjoyed being able to do what I want when I want without having to like check in with anyone and like made plans with my friends all the time.
That was one of Dan's pros for being single.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, because it's not like you never stop me from doing anything, of course, like you never say no, don't go see your friends, but equally when you're around I want to spend time with you, and sometimes and so balancing wanting to spend time with the person you're with but also wanting to not miss out on stuff with your friends, and so I could literally say yes to every single thing that was going.
And you did. And you also said yes to every single thing for me. So when I came out, I'm now doing everything that you had planned.
Well, you weren't there to say no, so I just said yes for you.
No, exactly. So pros for you were having a teammate, and cons were like being restricted by time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. We were just literally talking about that just then, about how it's like dividing your time is the most impossible thing in a relationship, because there's so many things that you want to do. And when you've both got full-time jobs and stuff,
yeah, exactly,
it's super hard and you just end up on the weekend.
As you've noticed from what you just said, what I tend to do in those situations, I just blend the two. So I'll just invite you to stuff that I would want to go to anyway. It's like the best of both worlds, because I'm getting to be with you, but also hang out with my friends. And it's good because you get on with everyone. So.
Yeah, it's really good because I get to hang out with your friends.
Well, you don't know, you that's how I meant it. You love my friends.
I do love your friends. I just also love my friends, but never see them. Anyway, that's another topic. No, only joking. That's awesome. Thanks for you. What advice would you give to any listeners that are single, looking for a relationship? How would you recommend they find them?
Don't be looking for a relationship. Ooh. Obviously.
What do you mean?
Well, surely everyone's heard that before.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I was having this conversation with somebody I was at dinner with last night. As soon as you're looking for it, it's obviously not going to happen that way. If you're actively...
Sorry, who were you at dinner with last night?
I did.
You know who were you at dinner with last night asking about relationship?
My good friend, Lizzie Lacra.
Okay, good. So it's a female. I'll take that one.
No, but honestly though, if you're actively out there looking for a boyfriend, then it's so cliche, but if you're happy with yourself and you're happy with being single, that's when you're going to be, you're the best version of yourself.
That's
in a relationship. It's going to be when it will work out with somebody. If you're anxious and sort of actively looking for somebody to just give that status of boyfriend, it's not, you're not going to be genuine in your search, because you're looking for a boyfriend rather than, it should just be, if you meet somebody and they make you want to make them your boyfriend, then that's right. But if you're trying to make somebody fit the mold of something you already have in your head, then it's never going to work out, is it?
No, good point. Good point.
Millie with the bars.
Bars. She's given the advice, so listen to that, guys. Find your best friend, your teammate, before finding a boyfriend.
The guru exactly. has spoken.
The guru, Millie Logan. Kate has spoken. Well, I mean, that was amazing. You've just, like, given... We might as well wrap it up here. Dan, where can they find you? No, that's awesome. Thanks, Mills.
Great, I'm going to go back to work now, then.
Say bye to everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Speak to you later. Bye. Love you. Bye. Wow, that's revelation.
That was the very insightful.
What do you think, Dan?
I feel like I've been, like... I feel like I've just been at a seminar.
At a seminar?
I feel like, yeah...
I feel like we've just been guru'd right there.
She dropped some gems right there. But this, do you know what? She actually reminded me of something that I watched earlier today. And it was a motivational speaker, and she had been talking about... She was at an event, and there were some motivational speakers up on the podium. And I'm really sceptical about this. Take them with a pinch of salt with these motivational speakers and these life coaches, these life gurus. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but...
Like Gary V, is it? One of them's Gary V.
Yeah, and I like a lot of what Gary V says and does, but in reality, I feel like we've got to be a little bit careful about who we take advice from on what.
Yeah.
The question was put to a panel, and they were like, oh, what is the meaning, or what's the most important thing in life? If you had to give one bit of advice, what's the most important thing in life? And they said, I think essentially everyone just wants... to be loved and to love. And I was like, I kind of get that. But then, I mean, feel like you're alluding a little bit more towards relationship-y kind of stuff. And for me personally, yes, it's great to be in a relationship. Yes, it's amazing to be loved by someone that you love. However, I have been personally, I would say, almost as happy or just as happy just being single, but being happy.
Yeah.
Whether that's because I'm playing more sport, whether that's because I'm going to the gym, whether that's because I'm found an album that I love this morning forgot about, whether like those little things, like generally speaking, being happy is the most important thing for me personally. And the woman was talking about love and this, that, and the other. And I was thinking, yeah, kind of, but like, I feel like you're putting too much onus. And I feel like generally speaking, there's a bit too much onus on, you have to be in a relationship. You have to be like, you've got to get married. You've got to have kids. Like, your time's getting on. And I just feel like, well, all of my friends are married. All of my closest friends from school are married with multiple children, at least one, houses, all the rest of it. And I feel like I'm probably the only one who kind of left our little small town and just kind of decided to take a different path.
Yeah.
And I do feel the pressure to be settled down.
Okay.
But at the same time, I do what the hell I want to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Hold tight the Crawley crew.
Done, though. Yeah, big up Crawley, man. Every time.
Big up Crawley in the place. So it's time for the Instagram questions now. Questions that people have sent in to us from Instagram about relationships and things that they need. Okay, here's one. This is a hard one. From It's Beth Ford. I broke up with my boyfriend and now he's dating my best mate. She rubs it in my face. What do I do?
Wow. Well, first of all, get some new friends.
That's mad, isn't it?
That's ridiculous. Do you know what? And that falls very closely, you remember, into my situation. My current situation.
Yeah, that situation was mad that you were telling me
about.
Yeah,
so basically, she knows I'm going to talk about her because it's relevant. Okay, I don't care. Okay,
just go for it.
Yeah, so literally my best friend in the entire world, she wasn't, this particular girl wasn't aware that we were that close friends. I think she was aware we knew each other, but she didn't know we were best friends. Yeah. Like, he's like, almost, he's like family to me. She had been speaking to him. She messaged me. She DM'd me. We got to talking. I think we exchanged numbers and we were talking, bearing in mind this happened like 24 hours ago. It's like kind of fresh. So like it's not that deep at this point. Yeah. But I quickly found out from my friend, he actually had a girlfriend. I didn't know my best mate actually had a girlfriend because he's moved abroad. And I've not spoken to him properly for a little while. But it turns out he might have been speaking to both of them at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
So naturally, this girl that messaged me was very annoyed when she found out that he had a girlfriend the whole time. But regardless of... so, and she's made a beeline for me. My best friend seems to think it's only because she wants to get back at him.
Wow.
But irrespective of what the reason is, there's like a billion, there's billions of people in this world.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to date a girl that my best friend or any of my friends have been involved with previously.
No, yeah.
I'm not that desperate. I don't need to be in that situation. So if me dating someone comes with drama or comes with any sort of controversy, I probably just won't date them. Mm. I just don't need that kind of ag.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I appreciate your loyalty. You're obviously really loyal to your friend because he was speaking to me before. She really played the situation down. She made it sound like they had just been speaking like a couple of times. They had been speaking since August.
Wow.
Since before I was even in
that's
the circle.
That's long.
Yeah. So.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What advice would you give Beth?
I would say literally dump your best friend. Like, your best friend should not do that to you.
Yeah.
And if she was your best friend, she wouldn't do that, which means... boy,
I'm telling you now, that is not your best
that's
friend.
That's not your friend,
that's
period.
Not, yeah.
Your friend wouldn't
they
do that.
They don't do that to people.
Yeah, you just don't do that. Don't do them things.
Don't do them things. And then, yeah, and then therefore, she won't be able to rub it in your face. You can sack them both off, block them both, just move on.
I mean, I don't know, she's doing it, even if she's doing it as a joke, it's a sensitive subject. It's not funny, it's not nice. I would never date a friend's ex. And bearing in mind, my best friend and this girl were only chatting. They never actually even physically met once, not even once. And I still don't want to go there.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's left.
That's a madness.
Yeah.
Chuck
that friend in the bin.
100%. Is it normal to argue? That's another question. And that's from Amy Bill.
100%. I feel like there's no walk of life or any situation where two people... whether they're in a relationship, whether it's boss and employee, or no matter what the context of the relationship is.
Dan at Sainsbury's in the queue with some random woman that you pushed past.
Listen, you got to give some context. You got to give some context.
Basically, this guy, let me just go. I've known this guy now, I mean, properly, like nearly a month or whatever. And he has barneys with people in like, because he says the things that everyone else is worried to say. You know what I mean?
There's
so many people where people in the street disrespect you, people barge past, people knock you, people don't do the things they're supposed to do in work or wherever you go. And Dan will tell them.
Yeah.
Which is why he's direct Dan.
Yeah.
Right? But it just means that now and then, every time I see him, something happens, I'm like, yes, direct Dan. Yesterday we walked past this woman in the queue in Sainsbury's and we just were squeezing past. She was randomly blocking the aisle for no reason. And we randomly pushed past and we didn't even like push. We just squeezed past and knocked her a tiny bit. And she was like, oh, and Dan was like, what?
I apologised first.
Oh yeah, we both apologised actually. We both said sorry.
But she carried on, so I had to tell her about herself.
Like under her breath.
Yeah.
And we were, it's stood in the queue, it was so awkward, we were like, right next to it.
You've got an issue. It's like, what's your problem? I've already apologised. You're standing in the way. You could easily stand over there, which is actually closer to where you would be paying.
I know.
What's your problem?
It was so random. You know, when somebody's blocking, whoever the people are that still queue for the tills instead of going to self-service. I don't know who those
people are. She was queuing for the till, but blocking the entrance of the self-service.
Yeah, why? No idea who those people are, why they're there, but they're still queuing for the thing. And she was queuing, blocking off everyone getting around to just pay by credit card in the self-service. But yeah, she was speaking under her breath. Dan got her to say it out loud. And then he just said, look, I said sorry and that was that.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, don't speak underneath your chest.
You know what I mean? Say it with your chest, man.
Say it with your chest. So yeah, it is normal to argue, Amy. I argue all the time. Dan argues all the time. Yeah, we don't argue with each other.
Even if you love a person, even your mum, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's impossible to be in a situation and expect the two parties to always agree.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. It's just when you do disagree, hopefully you'll do it respectfully. I'm not the best advocate for that sometimes.
I
do my best to try and be understanding of the other. Yeah?
Yeah, 100%, man. I've never seen you be disrespectful. Like, you deal with it in like a nice way.
Yeah.
But you just say to them, firm. If you've got something to say, don't whisper it.
Just
tell me and then I can deal with it myself. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's worse when they're like, N-n-n-n-n-n. And I just ignore it and walk off. But then you're like, I haven't had a chance to defend myself and to justify my actions there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Disagreements are normal. Arguing is fine.
Especially in a relationship.
For sure.
Here's a hard one. Any advice on helping friends who have just gotten out of their relationship from Emma Sir?
Ooh, good question, Emma. I think it's really important to try and remember the things that you used to enjoy prior to meeting that person. Because you weren't obviously born joint at the hip. You weren't born in a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
You enjoyed your life up to a period. Then you met someone.
Yeah.
Hopefully you continued to enjoy your life. And for whatever reason, you went your separate ways.
100%.
I feel like I understand, I've been there. It's sometimes difficult to remember what life was before you met that person.
Yeah.
But I feel it's really important to keep busy. I would recommend definitely doing something activity-wise. I've got a friend that went through a difficult breakup and she took up rock climbing, of all things. She does that in Mile End in East London.
That's sick, yeah.
And she absolutely has an amazing passion for it now. It's her most favourite thing, so... Take up a hobby. Try and remember the things that you loved doing prior to meeting that person. I think that's probably the best advice I've
got. I'd agree on that. And I would say, like, when you get into a relationship, you sacrifice things to get into that relationship. Some of them can be your friends.
Mm.
So it's important that if you are in a relationship now, make sure you keep those ties to people because if whatever happens in life, you never know what's around the corner. If something happens and you're no longer in a relationship, you need those people to fall back on.
Yeah, support network.
Yeah. Definitely. We had to make sure we had a support network when we went on the show.
Mm.
Do you remember? They kept asking me that. I was like, not really. I don't really have.
Yeah.
I don't have that a massive group of friends.
Same.
They're like, how many do you have? I was like, I don't know. I've never counted my friends before. Like,
going
through my phone, like, no.
But yeah, that's the best advice I could give. Like, try and remember the things, hobbies, the things that genuinely make you happy. Because I feel like in relationships as well, like you mentioned in relation to making sacrifices, sometimes we compromise the things that we like doing for that person and we don't perhaps do so much of the things we like doing. Listen, you're in Singlesville now. You can do whatever the hell you want to do whenever you want to do it. So 100%. Take advantage of that.
Here's an interesting one. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Do you ever let friends become friends with benefits? I'm telling you, that's a complex topic right now.
That is probably the most difficult question. Do you know what it is?
I love this. Rianne Bass, you've just put us both on the spot right now.
Do you know what it is? I don't think I have any. It's political, mate.
Political.
I don't even know if I have any friends that aren't potentially that.
Yeah. So this is a thing. This is quite like an interesting one. And it ties into what Millie said earlier in the podcast. You make friends with people first.
Mm.
Then you take them to that next level, depending on who you like and who you don't like. And then you test it there for a bit. Then you throw it full guns blazing.
Yeah.
Or you bring it back down. You don't want to lose them.
Yeah.
Because you've pushed it too hard.
Too hard or too
You know
quickly.
What I mean? So there's that balance. And I think that, do you let friends become friends with benefits? I think you do, only if you're willing to try and take it full or willing to put them back down. Don't ever bring them to that level and then be like, oh no, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
Make sure they can still be your friends because friends are everything now.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think I find that a sticky, isn't it, really?
Because
I have a lot of female friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of female friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it gets political a little bit sometimes. But I don't know. Do you know what it is? I like spending time with people. I just like spending time with people on a one-on-one, like fucking watching Netflix and shit. We ain't even got to do the chill bit.
But yeah.
I like the company.
Oh, mate, I'm the same.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. So that makes it tricky because any situation where you're alone, even I feel like any situation where you've got a guy, a straight guy and a straight woman together, chilling, watching TV, films or whatever, that is always potentially on the cards.
Yeah.
Always. 100%. And unfortunately, that's just how it is.
I do feel though that if I'm watching a Netflix series with someone, whoever they are, girlfriend, whatever, and they continue to watch it without me, that's cheating.
That's cheating.
That's cheating. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You've cheated on me, right?
Yeah, there. That's
jokes. It happened recently. Millie cheated on me actually with a program called The Cry, and her explanation for doing it was that she thought I wasn't interested.
Oh.
Never presume, always ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Always ask.
She you know, the funny thing is, there's obviously I mentioned the relationship that I was in last year.
Yeah.
She got me in, she actually worked in TV somewhat.
Oh, man.
A little bit. She worked for a post-production company. And she was really into TV series. And prior to that point, I didn't have a Netflix account. I didn't really watch TV ever. But because I was genuinely in a relationship, we were in the house a lot, we spent a lot of time together, I started getting into series.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things that we watched in that period that we were together. And now the second seasons are coming out.
Okay, nice.
And it's like bringing all of it back. And I'm like, no.
You're like, but, no, you're just getting those catching
heartbreak,
feels.
Mate, yeah, I can't watch them. Can't watch it.
Here's one. And I think we're kind of coming to the close now. But G Collins asks, do you put your guard down when dating? And if not, how do you find, like, how do you learn to put your guard down? Because everyone's got a guard, right? Especially when you first meet someone.
I'm very trusting, as people will probably know. I give you literally the benefit of the doubt until you've made me doubt you, which is why I respond so massively when I feel like someone's lied or let me down, because I will always give you the benefit of doubt. So if you then take an advantage of that, I think, well, I could have been like most people and just being really guarded from the start and make life difficult for both of us.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. And now you've abused my trust. I'm double pissed off. Because, so I'm personally, I'm probably not the best person to even answer that question because I don't have a guard with anyone ever, really.
Yeah, yeah. My guard is like, there's things that happened in my past which kind of defines who I am, but I don't want to be judged by those things or have any sympathy for those things or anything like that when I meet a girl.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I keep a guard up.
You ever been cheated on?
Them in. Not since I've been in a proper relationship. I probably was in like when I was 16, 17.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like a couple of times my heart was proper broken in school.
Oh, you know, like
even when I was 14, I'm a sucker, man. I fell in love with a girl on holiday after like 3 days.
You know,
never saw
ones.
Her again. She wasn't even on Facebook, so I can't even.
Those jokes.
Like holiday love, man.
You know them ones.
Did you ever go on a lad's holiday?
Yeah, once. I was 20-ish.
Where'd you go?
But I was about 21, actually. I went to Malia.
Oh, mate, same Malia. Girl. This is mad. That's the only lad's holiday I've ever been on.
It was same jokes, though. But the funniest thing is we ended up going on holiday and I'm bumping into some other girls who were from the exact same town as us. Who I had never met.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird. And I've stayed friends with her since. But obviously, we grew up in the same town. We know all of the same people, but I'd never met her once in Crawley.
Yeah.
But in Malia, I met her, which was really weird.
I had a mad, like, Malia was mad, man. It wasn't ever, I've never been able to pick up chicks like on a night out anyway. Mm. So that doesn't matter. But just being there and just seeing the carnage that's going on, people just doing all sorts when you just forget.
Yeah. We had a competition. Yeah.
Oh, did you take the trophy?
I was going to say no.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
I mean,
fair play to
it may or may not be true.
But
I'm just going to say
for the purpose of the on the fence.
For the purpose
Dan
of the
is staying
on the fence.
On the fence.
For the purpose of the on the fence podcast, I'm just going to go ahead and say no.
Dan's on the fence about winning the trophy in Malia.
But yeah, Malia crew, you know what went down.
Okay, so the fence is there. On one side, we've got being single.
Mm.
On the other side, we've got being in a relationship.
Do you know what? All this relationship talk, I can't even front. I feel like I've been single a long time. Most of my 20s, I'm 28 now. Majority of my 20s, I have been single. That's pretty much more or less 7 years of since I've been in my 20s.
Yeah.
I've been single.
Yeah.
Those 7 years. And I feel like I'm probably more on the side. I feel like I'm maybe even on the fence.
I can see him. He is on the fence. He's like leaning.
I was always on the single side, and I don't know. I don't like being in the middle.
Yes, we've got Dan on the fence.
I don't like being in the middle at all.
Oh, but
I feel like, I very much feel like at the moment, especially at my time of life, that maybe I won't end up single for the rest of my life. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
It'll be, and I suppose maybe that's as a result of the sort of, what's the attention that I'm getting now. So I feel like there's more quality to choose from.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like at the moment.
But then on the other side, you're also going to still have that guard up because now people have an alternative motive sometimes.
Yeah. Ulterior motive in relation to, are they trying to get to know me for the right reasons? Which is, that's why I just want to stay single. That's what sways me to stay single. So I just think all the headache of it, it's just too much. I can't deal with headaches. So I'll stay single.
Yeah, because then as soon as you bring them into the public eye, like, trust me now, if anything ever happened with me and Millie...
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be an uproar.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's not even me. That's like a public rake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that anything ever would, but that's just something to think about. It's like, if you start having a girlfriend in the public eye as well, then it's madness.
Long thing. We'll see, man.
I am obviously on the side of relationships. Dan is on the fence. It's now Dan who is on the fence.
I'm actually on the fence. Can you believe?
Can you believe? Dan, where can they find you?
Oh, of course. You can always find me on Instagram at danagram_, DanaGram_. And my Twitter, which is tweet. No, it's not. It is Dan Tweets, number 4. So Dan Tweets 4 on Twitter. Come find me.
And I'm Alex Hoban on all platforms. See you next week.
Bye.
Yatches. So good.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.